We hope you're enjoying the Mutual Audio Network. Stick around, there's much more to come.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
I don't have a lot of time to explain now, Daddy.
That's right, because you've got to get out of here and don't even think about coming back.
Daddy!
The badge. You're an IDF agent?
What does this all mean, Mr. Pierman?
Horace, it appears, was writing and documenting a safety net in case something went wrong.
So he wasn't a traitor after all?
Certainly not.
Pierman grew suspicious and did a thorough search of the unit and found an old microdot from Horace.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with Kate?
It's the reason her dad is in prison.
How do you know Rogers?
He's my informant, or at least he was.
Rick Rogers is your snitch?
We've scrambled an A-team of Marines. We'll be going there in a bat.
Please don't tell me his co-pilot's name is Robin.
A bat is a battle armor troop transport.
Cell blocks and doors are being opened. Something's terribly wrong. Prisoners are being let out. Oh my God, it has to be Wi-Fi, Katie.
They're in, Captain. Ramp going up.
All passengers secure for full power departure.
Made our contact.
You're in an imminent danger.
Yes, thanks for the warning, pal.
And now, episode 40, Fox and Hounds.
Sheena, what's the status on those three rage bogeys?
All three appear to be in deorbit, Captain.
Keep an eye on them. Let me know as soon as they depart. Start gravitational rotation.
Firing retros. Rotation start. Camera, rotation start.
This is Captain Rogers. We're starting gravitational rotation. Remain secured in your seats. Once I give the all clear, I'm requesting all passengers stay in their quarters and all crew report to Bay 1.
75% turn rate.
Polarized screens.
Polarized. Image good. Rotational match. Image stable. 45 RPM achieved.
Maintain orbit. This is Captain Rogers. We've reached G1. You are cleared to leave your seats. Passengers, for the moment, please remain in your quarters. All crew to Bay 1.
Sheena, I'm going to find out what happened back there.
Aye, sir. Escape orbit burn in 20.
Then it's pedal to the metal, Sheena. Nate.
Captain, all secure.
Give me a status on the rest of the passengers, then assemble the crew.
Aye, sir.
What in the crawl happened back there?
Nice to see you too, Rick.
Well, I'd say the same, Hawk, but there are three rage fighters headed to the surface.
Zokar has made his escape.
Wi-Fi? How?
Kate unwittingly passed along a signal amplifier to the Jubatan, who then passed it along to Zokar, or Wi-Fi, as you call him.
Good move there, Agent.
Hey, don't blame me. I got the medallion from one of your crew, and you knew about it.
It was the necklace?
Right, Sherlock. You've got a mole in your midst.
Nate.
Aye, sir.
Secure Bella in cuffs and bring her here. That necklace she gave Kate is what sprung Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi? Sir, we've got to get the crawl out of here.
Get her secured, then meet me in Bay 1.
Aye, sir.
Horace, are you sure it's Wi-Fi?
All of the cell block doors opened, the HEF was shut down, and the exterior doors were opened. It could have only been Wi-Fi.
So, who is this Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi, or Zokar, is one of Lister's main enforcers.
Lister? That's the former controller gone rogue?
More than just rogue. He went completely off the charts. His organization used to be called RATE, Rebels Against the Empire. It's a small offshoot of what is believed to be his organization. RATE concentrated their efforts on the Empire of this sector. Rage is bent on taking over the known galaxies.
The Controller told me that first day in the STIP about RATE. Now I keep hearing Rage. Which is it?
RATE grew into Rage. Rebels Against the Galactic Empire.
Rage. Well, that has a nice ring to it.
We've been watching him for a while now.
We? Mr. Snitch? Mr. Don't Show That Badge Around Here, it can get you killed? Mr. I Hate the IDF?
I'll do whatever I have to do to protect my interests.
Daddy, were you just overlooking some of Captain Rogers' exploitations?
Katie, Rogers here is in a unique position. He can move freely about the area, and since he delivers all their supplies, he has special access to the prison. He's the perfect informant. I was willing to overlook a few indiscretions to get the info I needed.
A few?
Look, Hawk, I'm just a businessman. It's more like your old Wild West out here. You do what you need to survive.
Whatever, huh? That's reassuring.
Captain, Bella's been secured. The crew's assembled.
Copy that. I'll be right there. If you'll excuse me, I've got to go get the crew ready in case those rage fighters decide to pay us a visit.
Major Witt, welcome aboard.
Commander.
Major, this is Agent Nelson and Agent Barnes.
Gentlemen.
Major.
Nice to meet you, sir.
I've been briefed on the situation. Are there any new developments?
I sent a priority message to the Mercury, which should have already arrived. With any luck, they're on their way back now.
Well, let's hope this is a simple escort mission. Once we board the Bat, I'll be in command. Any tactical decisions will be made by me. If we encounter any type of resistance, I want you two lying low. If we need your firepower, I'll let you know. Any questions?
I'm a troop transporter. I understand you have some firepower other than your Marines.
Two proton cannons, front and one aft. One rapid-fire laser on the port and starboard. And gunners aft and belly. Now, we know that the Mercury has a docking bay on port and starboard. There is also one on the belly. Once we board her, my Marines can handle anything we might encounter.
And just what exactly is it we might encounter?
Rage fighters.
Hey, somebody better start explaining things to me. You tell me the Pyramid sent you a message that puts Kate in danger? And you show up with a squad of Space Marines talking about rage fighters? I want to know what exactly is putting Kate in such danger. And why all of the extreme precautions?
It was all on a need-to-know basis.
Well, guess what? I'm a partner, and I need to know.
Horace Hawk was sent to Latumis on an undercover mission to root out corruption in the prison.
Let me guess. Rage pretty much controls the prison.
The microdot had details that implicate Wagner. Horace Hawk was suspicious of the mission. He felt that Wagner was more interested in finding out what the prison administration knew about the corruption rather than who was leading it.
That really doesn't make a lot of sense. What does the head of Homeland Security's Immigration Division have to do with a prison?
Remember, his Homeland Security position is more of a cover for your side of the portal. His main duty remains as a prosecutor. The microdot revealed the release date set up for Horace, a date that passed a month ago.
Meaning Horace knew too much and was now expendable. So Wagner's dirty! You think he's put out a hit on Horace? Or maybe even Kate?
From what I know from Pyramid's message, he and his tech discovered the microdot after Wagner ordered his men to strip the Roosevelt. So Wagner's not on to what we know yet. I think his plan is to search the step for anything Horace may have left behind, then destroy all evidence, and let Horace rot in prison.
So why all the firepower and the Marines?
Agent, we can't take any chances. Our plan is to land at Latumis, if we don't see the Mercury returning. We have clearance to enter the prison and escort the Hawks back. If the Mercury is on her way back, we'll provide an armed escort back to Boldabar.
Once you guys clear the portal, you'll have direct radio contact with the Mercury and the prison. Until then, there's nothing you can do but prepare for all contingencies. Now, I suggest you end the Q&A session and move out.
You heard the man. Mount up.
Captain, the crew's assembled.
So, Bella, you've turned your back on me and the crew. You're a spy for Rage.
And you're a snitch for the feds.
Stand down, all of you. I did what I had to do to keep this crew safe. I supplied the feds with info, and they, in turn, turned their heads a little so we could do business. Did you all think we were just lucky to not be boarded by customs?
Sir, what has Bella done? Why'd you say she was a spy?
Why don't you tell them, Bella? Tell them it's because of you that Wi-Fi's escaping from prison as we speak.
Wi-Fi's escaping? If he comes after us, we're doomed.
You're all doomed. Release me, and maybe I'll ask him to let you live when he boards your ship.
You think he's gonna come after us just to save you?
Not me. He's not coming for me. He's coming for the two federal agents on board.
Feds? Here! What?
Listen to me, all of you. A job is a job, and this one paid 3,000 units.
And you'll never get one single unit. Wi-Fi will take it. Your cargo, your ship,
everything. You're all doomed.
Nate, take her to the brig. Everyone else to your stations. Prepare for a possible breach.
Captain, we're approaching orbital escape. Rage fighters are departing Latumus.
On my way.
So, what happens now?
We make a run for the portal. Once we breach the portal, we'll be in secure IDF space and in radio contact with headquarters on Boldabar. I'm sure we can get an armed escort back to base. You know, Katie, you really shouldn't have come after me.
Daddy...
But I'm glad you did. Otherwise, I would have most likely rotted in that prison.
When we get back, we can sort all of this out.
If we get back.
What do you mean, if?
Wagner's the only person who knew what was in my report. If he's as dirty as I suspect, Wi-Fi is in his pocket. I suspect that we're being pursued as we speak.
How did you send the report you talked about?
Sealed. It was sent by courier. Wagner would have known if it had been opened.
How could you safely seal it from prison?
The Jubatan guard. I suspected that he was part of Wagner's operation. He smuggled in the sealing container. It was important to them that my report didn't fall upon anyone else's eyes but Wagner's.
So besides me, and maybe Jim... Who's going to believe you? Once we step foot on Boldabar, you could very well be arrested and sent back.
That's a distinct possibility, Katie.
Then I'll smuggle you in. I don't care what it takes. You're not going back. What about Pierman? If he's your handler, he had to know something about this.
I don't know, Katie. I really don't know. Pierman looked out for me as I'm sure he's doing for you. I never found anything that would implicate him in any of this.
Attention all personnel, secure your stations. All passengers remain seated and buckled.
Looks like we might be getting some unwanted company.
Fighters approaching! 6 o'clock, closing rapidly.
All head full, prepare deflection shield. Estimated intercept time?
20 seconds to weapon range.
ETA to portal.
On my mark. 45 seconds. Mark!
Raise aft deflectors.
Aft deflectors up! Weapon range, 10 seconds.
We should be able to hold them off long enough to reach the portal. Come on, baby, get us home. Get us home.
Captain, deflectors are dropping.
Override.
Not responding. Engine thrust dropping.
It's gotta be Wi-Fi. He's using the fighter's electrical systems to boost his range. Go to manual.
Sir, the circuit is dead. There's no response to the override command. Engine shut down. We're in free drift. Incoming hail!
Open the channel.
Heave to, Mercury. Or you'll just be more space junk.
What are your intentions? We have no cargo. We've already offloaded.
I could care less about your cargo, Captain. You have one of my people, and I want two of your people.
Let him have them both. They're nothing to us.
Prepare for boarding. We're coming about to a full stop. How many of your vessels will be docking?
Oh, we won't be boarding you, Captain.
Sir, large battle cruiser approaching. It's not a rage vessel.
Can you identify?
Captain, it's a cruiser. A big one.
You'll be boarding us.
Come to full stop at the portal exit and scan for traffic.
Roger that. Major, turn on your forward view monitor. You're going to want to see this.
Not good.
What is it, Major?
That, sir, is a Class 1 battlecruiser. More importantly, a rage-controlled cruiser.
And what's that vessel going up into its belly?
That, Agent Barnes, is the Mercury.
Oh, Kate. What have you gotten yourself into now?
What is the fate of the Mercury, its crew, and Kate Hawk? Now that they're in the hands of Rage, can Nelson's rescue team free them, or is it back to prison? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Siege.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs,
clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on Shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official Khaled design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.